last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome to The Last Savior. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Zainab Askari. And today in our studio, we have with us very special guest, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure.
Well, we have been told in Quran that for very, very minute things, you will be held accountable. The things as minute that you can't even imagine. And maybe justice could be one of them, whether you are just with others. And that justice is one of the characteristics that we had been discussing in the Mahdavi Utopia. It seems that since we opened up the universal justice topic in Mahdavi Utopia, it seems that justice is important in each and every aspect of life. And there are many spectrums of this. We would want you to shed some more light.
Yeah. Yes, we have been talking about the characteristics of a Mahdi utopia, that the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, which is utopia for us as Muslims and for all the inhabitants of the earth. We said that in this special government, the ruler is quite different. The government is something quite new and very beautiful. And the third feature that we have been talking about was the concept of justice. We said that this justice is something special, and it is that special that even the name of Imam is known as justice. One of the names of Imam is justice.
Adil.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named him justice.
Yes.
I just want to recap whatever we have been saying up to now. We have heard it in hadith and the narrations from the Holy Prophet and other imams that he will fill the world with justice as much as it was filled with oppression and injustice.
Yes.
So it is what he will be doing, inshallah, in his government. And in this unified universal government that is spread on all the earth, he will spread justice. But I want to emphasize that the justice that we are talking about, to some extent, even for us, is not that clear that what kind of justice it is. That it is said that even it enters even unseen parts and dimensions of your own world and life. That is, everyone, for every issue that he has or she has in mind that actually faces and actually refers to justice, he finds the blessings of that, let's say, justice in front of him or her. This government is known as a government of justice and equality. And whenever the name of that leader comes to the minds of the people, even today, for his followers, the name of justice comes to the minds. But at that time, everyone knows him with the justice itself.
All right. So apart from justice, it seems that we are told that there are so many doors of knowledge and only a very few have opened so far. And many other doors of knowledge are going to be opening at that time. I mean, we are living in a world where we are talking about metaverse and so much has been developed in the tech world. So what is the state of science when Imam is going to come?
I think for this feature of the Mahdavi government, many of our respected listeners have heard this famous hadith that if the knowledge is going to be divided into 27 branches, only two branches of that has been known and actually understood by the people. Many of the brothers and sisters have heard.
Oh, well, I called that door. The branches, I called that door before anyways.
Yeah.
Doors of knowledge have opened so far, and there are yet so many doors.
More than, let's say, 12-fold or 12 times have not, even more than 12 folds and times has not been yet opened.
All right. We'll discuss more on that after a short break.
Okay.
Dear listeners, stay tuned.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. This thousand-year-old pain.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. I'm with Dr. Aliyah Lavi, and now we want to discuss about the doors of knowledge that are going to be open at the time of Imam. That means the state of knowledge, the state of science at that time.
At the time of the advent of Imam, or at the time of the appearance of Imam, knowledge and sciences will flourish. We have to know that what was the reason for not having all those branches and, let's say, portions of science until that time. Mm-hmm. Since the world, well, again, I want to actually connect it to justice again, sister.
Okay.
Since the whole world was full of injustice and oppression, so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to send a blessing to his servants, there shouldn't be an obstacle to give it back.
Yes.
You see? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give a blessing to his servants, there shouldn't be any obstacle. This obstacle was that oppression that was on the earth from the oppressors and tyrants of the time to the people.
Exactly.
When this oppression is left, justice comes. So it means mercy of God will shower on the servants of God.
Exactly.
So again, it is one to my own understanding, it is again one of the side effects of that justice. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the barriers of ignorance from the minds of the people, and they will find the beauties of science, the beauties of knowledge, and then true and perfect knowledge. You see, some countries here, in case they refer to, for example, some levels of knowledge and science, they try to hide it for themselves, not to share it with others. But we have it in Islamic concept, Islamic environment.
Yeah.
Zakatul ulum nashruh. That is,
share this is, the knowledge.
Share the knowledge if you want to give it
zakat.
To give it zakat.
Knowledge.
So, at the time of the advent of this noble existence,
yes, the Imam.
The Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam, 25 branches of science will be added.
And that already exists.
Yeah, people will see that what happens with 12 and even more than 12 times blessings of knowledge to their own lives. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says that إِذَا قَامَ قَائِمُنَا وَضَعَ اللَّهُ يَدَهُ عَلَى رُؤُسِ الْعِبَادِ فَجَمَعَ بِعُقُولِهِمْ وَكَمَّلَتْ بِهَا أَحْلَامَهُمْ. When Imam Mahdi alayhi salam actually rises up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stretch his hand of mercy. It does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a hand like yadullah fuq al-jama'ah.
Has, yeah.
Yadullah ma'al jama'ah. Not like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a hand. No. Allah will stretch his hand of mercy over the heads of
the servant. He's actually
showered his mercy over the minds and intellects and brains of people, and their minds will get perfected and they will become actually ready to receive that guidance and knowledge. This happens with the presence of Blessed Imam and people with this aptness, with this preparation of minds and brains, start walking on the way and path of perfection, and mm-hmm. they move toward that way. And we see that even in some hadith, we see that many of the people of the time become like infallible. When they learned everything, when there is justice, when all the blessings of God are already there, so there is no obstacle for them to reach to the point that they have been created for.
All right. Dr. Alavi will discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us. Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. I'm with Dr. Aliyah Lavi, and we are discussing the characteristics of Mahdavi utopia. Well, Dr. Lavi, we discussed the universal government, we discussed the universal justice, we discussed the state of science at that time. Now, I would want you to discuss more, since we explored science now, let's get back to communication that has become so easy right now, but what about that time?
The next feature of the Mahdavi utopia is the beauties of communications of that time.
All right.
In our hadith, in some narrations, we have that at the time of the advent of Imam alayhi salam, before the advent of Imam alayhi salam, people actually contact each other while they are looking at the hands. Sometimes it was very difficult for the people to understand how can we look at the palm of our hands and to get contacted with another or communicated with another person.
living in another part of the world.
Now it's quite tangible when we have mobile phones at our hands and we see.
We make video calls
and it is possible for us to. So in case, for example, we have been told, let's say 100 years ago, that at the time of Imam, there is no need for a post office because people will actually
be in direct contact.
Yeah. So it was quite difficult for them to even accept and understand.
Imagine.
But since they were accepting, I mean, at least the followers of Imam, they were accepting them ideologically. But because we believe in the miracle of the Prophet and even the Imams, miracles that came from them. And we have seen their, let's say, their miracles. But for those who are difficult to believe, we have to tell them, okay, now it is quite tangible and understandable.
Yeah.
At the time of Imam, there is no need even for the post office to send any mail from this part of the world to the other part. If you want to send a parcel, then you don't need to send it.
Yes.
As long as you wish it to be sent to that part of the world, it is sent. As long as you want to, let's say, to talk to a person from...
Just one click away.
Yeah. Now, even now, I mean, even wider than that. Now, I'm talking about something else. If you want to send a parcel. Look, now, we cannot send a parcel, let's say, in no time. But we can message. We can, yes. But a parcel, a box, let's say.
A parcel cannot be sent in no time.
At the time of the moment, it's not like
especially
that.
Especially like living far away from
as
our families.
As long as you want, for example, you are in the west of the world and you want to send a parcel to the east of the world.
Yes, yes.
As long as you wish to do it, and you give it and it will be sent. That's why Imam al-Islam says that at that time there is no need for the people to send any letters or envelopes to anyone because whoever they want to contact, they can see and contact very soon.
All right.
See?
So the communication level is
the communication
very
is beyond our perceptions.
Even our imagination.
Yeah. And now communication of people with the Imam himself, the nations, the people of that universal government or that universal, let's say, nation. How is it going to be with the Imam? Whenever they wish to see Imam, to talk to him. Whenever they want to even talk to the other people from different parts of the world. So it is quite easy for them, just as long as they wish.
Yeah, it's really difficult to understand that you're living in some part of the world and you want to contact a ruler from another part of the world and that too without standing in a queue, without appointing, without taking long, long appointments, letters and permissions.
Exactly. So we see that in Hadith says that at the time of Imam's revolution, or let's say Imam's government, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that wide to the ears and eyes of people so that whenever they wish to see their leader and to talk to him,
they will be able to.
They are able to do that. And they will hear him and he will hear them as well. You see, this is what...
Like despite being so far from each other, like living in some part of the world and Imam will be in some other part of the world, there's no difficulty in communication.
Exactly. Allah wanted for his servants to happen. And the oppressors in the history actually were obstacles and hinders for these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be showered on the head of the people.
Yes, true. And it's also mentioned by Imam Ali al-Islam that in case you want to protect your government, practice justice. So that's one of the key points Imam is like giving us, showing us, guiding us. Justice, justice, and justice. Even like you as Muslims want to establish government somewhere, just practice justice.
Excellent.
Because that's going to be the protecting hand in that. That's going to be play the protecting role in your government. Thank you so much,
Dr. Ali Alavi,
for being with us. Thank you so much to our listeners. Knowing so many beauties about the Islam, especially the Islamic government, the universal justice, the universal government, the unified people, and selflessness, justice in practice, justice in actions. We love to see that world. We pray to be a part of that world. We pray to be a part of that utopia, the Mahdi utopia. And we would end our session again with the dua. Allahumma ajjal waliyak al-faraj. May Allah hasten the reappearance of Noble Imam. Thank you so much for being with us. You were listening to the IRIB English Radio. For any queries or comments, please get back to us on our email ID. That's englishradio@irib.ir. In case you want to listen to our programs again or previous sessions of Fahdawiyat, you can go back to our official website, which is parstoday.com. Go to the tab Call of Islam and you will find all our programs over there. Thank you so much. Until another session. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.